Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, our good buddy Kevin Holden from CBS 58 is here. Kevin, how you been?
Man, it's all good. It's Friday. We've made it through another week. As odd as this week has been in the sports world, we're here. We're standing. We're doing this.
So, first of all, I want to go to baseball real quick because I want to touch on the Ryan Braun thing. It wasn't unexpected. They ended up opting out of the $15 million they were going to pay him for the upcoming season. That's nothing new. They would owe him a $4 million buyout. Now, if he retires ahead of this, the buyout or such, do they still owe him the money, or can he just say, I'm done, or do they pay him regardless?
Well, the fact that they declined the option for next year at $15 million means they're on the hook for that four. I mean, that's, in other words, it's an either-or situation. So if he decides to retire, it's his decision from here, but he would still get the extra from the team. Of course, there's a lot of different ways that this could go. Braun, for one, could still make it back here on some sort of one-year cheaper deal. I also wonder with that if Braun is maybe waiting to see how the rules play out for 2021, because there's some question about the DH returning to the National League next year. We have the collective bargaining agreement that's coming up, the negotiating that's going to happen between players and owners. And I wonder if the NL, at least for 1 year, might return to no DH, and that significantly impacts Ryan Braun and what he can do for the Brewers next year. He may be waiting for the rules to see if he's going to play next year.
I agree with you. I mean, if there's a DH, maybe it makes him more apt to come back. But at least judging outwardly by his wife's Instagram account, basically saying goodbye, it's been great. It certainly seemed like, right, that he was on his way out the door, that he was really, really seriously contemplating retirement.
Yeah, I think the chances are pretty good that's what was coming, because 2020 was, I mean, he had mentioned in spring training back in February. You remember back when people gathered in clubhouses and talked to players and, you know, that crazy alternate universe that we used to live in. He said then that he was looking at this being his last season, potentially. And only things between February and October have happened that would make me think that he would reinforce that, right? I mean, only things that have happened in 2020 were these long layovers and a 60-game season that they had to sort of cobble together, and you know, the fact that off the field you got to be thinking more in terms of family, more in terms of other things that matter in your lives. And I imagine that if he was on the fence in spring training, if he was 50-50 in spring training, he's probably a little greater than 50-50, maybe quite a bit greater at this point.
So I want to move over to the Packers and kind of look forward to this game this week. And I say the only reason that the Packers will lose this game is if they're looking forward to San Francisco, which is a quick turnaround. But I think the Packers have a better offense. I think their defense is, I don't want to say growing, but maybe getting better, but maybe playing up to more of their potential. I mean, I don't know how to put it, but they contained Deshaun Watson pretty well. I thought they did a pretty good job on what the Houston Texans had to offer. Granted, the Texans are not a good football team, but it seemed like some things began to come to fruition, and they don't have a good line in Minnesota. Kirk Cousins is having an abysmal season. There's always that rivalry factor, so you're going to get Minnesota's best shot. But you tell me what could possibly go wrong in this game other than turnovers.
I mean, it's the one nightmare scenario I would see is, if it's some sort of crazy cold game and the Packers are beset with injuries, they have some sort of issue with, you know, with the kicking game, if Crosby doesn't kick and it affects the play calling, and somehow Dalvin Cook becomes this guy that just not only dominates the game but helps them chew the clock completely up. I mean, it's pretty far-fetched at this point. Cook's a good football player, but I think, first of all, I think Mason Crosby does everything he can to get out there, but the other half is the other parts of this Packers team have just – they've been coming together pretty well. I mean, I know that Tampa Bay loss really is glaring, but what happened in Houston was, as you say, more than just a win over a good football team. They showed some things. They were impressive, you know, in really in all the aspects of the game, all three phases of the game, to use the coach speak. But I'm actually a little more impressed with this team now than I was even a couple weeks ago because of the quick bounce back. That's what you needed to see from a team that's going to compete for a championship. When they get punched in the mouth, do they punch back? And man, did they ever in Houston. That to me was the most important win they've had so far.
I wanted to know your thoughts on the run game. Now, I don't think Aaron Jones is going to be back anytime soon, but look, I think they're deep. You tell me what you see out of Corey Dillon in the limited reps that we've had.
Dillon is it'll be interesting, too, that we can finally talk about Dillon when it's not, you know, when it's not about his legs, right? It's not, oh, look at this shot of this dude's calves. How about that? That's, you know, it tells you that that there will be another power element to that run game. And, you know, what Jamal Williams already brings to the table has been good. So you put a Jamal Williams and an A.J. Dillon together, I think it's a nice little combination. To be honest, I think those two in a lot of years for the Packers would have been at least an acceptable running game. And Jamal in Houston was good enough that there should be no reason to run him out there with Dillon as a complimentary element in Sunday's game against the Vikings. And it's something that's going to be important because no matter what happens with Aaron Jones, from a health standpoint, you've got this quick recovery and this long road trip. And this is one of the tougher schedule-wise, one of the tougher things that's about to happen to this team. Minnesota to San Francisco, 4 days, you know, in between the games. So those legs are going to be tired. Dillon is going to be used, whether it's against Minnesota or San Francisco. He's going to be needed in some form. And so I'll be curious to see what happens with his this first real, I won't call it an extended look, but, you know, the first chance to get some carries for the team.
Do you see next year? I mean, I don't think if I had to pick a guy that would not be with the Green Bay Packers, my likelihood would be that it would be Jamal Williams. He's made some money this year. And I, not that we really want to get heavily into the offseason, but with the way the run game has been, the blocking has been better, the blitz pickup, albeit against Tampa Bay, was somewhat sporadic, to say the very least, but I think that had timing issues more than anything. But the blocking has been better. The pass receptions out of the backfield have been better. I think both Jamal Williams and Aaron Jones have made a name for themselves and made themselves a lot of money. But if I had to pay one, I'm paying Aaron Jones the scat back. So that would leave A.J. Dillon and Aaron Jones next year, correct?
Yeah, and I'm all right with that combination. Aaron Jones has, to me, Aaron Jones has been, this is probably a bad comparison to make, but I feel like he's been what Eddie Lacy was supposed to be and was at some times for the Packers, where you could lean on him, you could depend on him, and you didn't have to worry about then having Rodgers throw the ball like 60 times a game. This scheme is different, too, and it's going to require more than one running back. It's going to require, you know, just a different way things are set up. But you have two. If you have Dillon and you have Jones, then Williams could be the guy to go. I think that would be actually all right. It's weird talking about having one more running back than the Packers truly need at this point. When you talk about three real options back there, I can't remember the last time that we talked about three legitimate real options in the Packers' backfield. I mean, I don't know if it's happened in my time in Wisconsin. So when the decision time comes, it won't be all around one player, and that's actually really good news for the Packers. It's some flexibility, whether they want to keep Jones, whether they want to keep Williams. They can, you know, figure out what's best for them financially and spend that money and, you know, bolster or, you know, hang on to a couple of these guys from the defense.
Real quick, before I let you go, in a short answer, do you think the Packers found the backup to David Bakhtiari, and David Bakhtiari's injury might have been the door that that gets open so they can say, look, there is life after the left tackle that's been so good for so long. Maybe we found our left tackle. Or do you think that's way, way premature at this point?
Man, it's just such a hard position to fill in the league. And that if they did, it's great. I don't know if a short sample size like this convinces me, because it took me a while to come around on Bakhtiari and on a lot of left tackles in the league. That takes some time to get to that spot.
Good stuff as always, buddy. We will talk to you soon. Enjoy the weekend and enjoy trick-or-treating or whatever it is you're going to do.
Oh, that's right. I got to get a costume, man. I got to dig back in the closet. There's some throwback jerseys that are hideous enough. They could probably think that I'm some ugly ghost, right? Like some Padres throwback.
Yeah, well, you could always pummel kids in an old Houston Astros jersey or something like that, or a Texas Rangers jersey, and say you're Nolan Ryan as they come to your doorstep.
And that wouldn't be a bad way to go. Trash can, and we could be the 2017 Astros.
Right?
I love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
You know what? You could put the wife down at the bottom and let her pound the trash can, and that way you know the kids are coming. You'd be standing there and just call yourself Altuve, and you're good to go. Take a swing, take a rip, you're good to go. Hit candy to them, man. It makes it that much more simple. Kevin, we'll talk to you soon, buddy.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it.
See you, pal. There you go. Kevin Holden from CBS 58. There you go. He's always great to talk to. He is the sports director at CBS 58. He joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80+. They've been doing it. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!